Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Nobody Lives Forever by John Gardner, performed by Simon Vans. One. No way to start a vacation. James Bond signalled late, braked more violently than a Bentley driving instructor would have liked, and slewed the big car off the E5 motorway and onto the last exit road just north of Brussels. It was merely a precaution. If he was going to reach Strasbourg before midnight, it would have made more sense to carry on, follow the ring road around Brussels, then keep going south on the Belgian N4. Yet even on holiday, Bond knew that it was only prudent to remain alert. The small detour across country would quickly establish whether anyone was on his tail, and he would pick up the E40 in about an hour or so. Lately there had been a directive to all officers of the service advising constant vigilance even when off duty, and particularly when on leave and out of the country. He had taken the morning ferry to Ostend, and there had been over an hour's delay. About halfway into the crossing the ship had stopped. A boat was lowered, and they began to move, in a widening circle. After some 40 minutes the boat returned, and a helicopter appeared overhead as they set sail again. A little later the news spread throughout the ship. Two men overboard, and lost, it seemed.
"Couple of young passengers skylarking," said the barman. "Skylarked once too often. Probably cut to shreds by the screws."
Eventually they arrived, and once through customs, Bond pulled into a side street, operated the secret compartment in the dashboard of the Bentley Mulsanne Turbo, checked that his 9mm ASP automatic was intact, with the spare ammunition clips, and took out the small concealable operations baton, which lay heavy in its soft leather holster. Unobserved, he closed the compartment, loosened his belt, and threaded the holster into place so that the weapon hung at his right hip. The baton was an effective piece of hardware, a black rod no more than 6 inches long. When used by a trained man, it could be lethal. Shifting in the driving seat now, Bond felt the hard metal dig comfortably into his hip. He slowed the car to a crawl of 40 kph, scanning the mirrors, taking corners and bends, and automatically slowing again once on the far side. Within half an hour he was certain that he was not being followed. Even with the memo in mind, he reflected that he was being more careful than usual. A sixth sense of danger? Or possibly M's remark a couple of days ago?
"You couldn't have chosen a—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?